Ever wonder like what a global pandemic does to something like the value of airplanes? You know, it's interesting to think about, right? We all saw those pictures back in 2020 of like all the grounded planes. But what happened after that? Like what happened to their values?
Did they just completely tank?
Exactly. So we're gonna deep dive into this
Okay.
using a July 2023 article from Aviation Maintenance Magazine.
Okay.
And they actually used flight data from this technology called ADS-B, which I think basically tracks where planes are in real time.
Like real-time location. Interesting.
So using this data, it's almost like a financial detective story,
Oh, wow.
but with airplanes.
Okay.
And the article reveals some pretty dramatic stuff.
Okay.
So by April 2020, the number of wide-body aircraft, you know those big double-aisle planes for like really long flights, took a total nosedive. Even narrow bodies were hit. But wide bodies really felt it.
Yeah, you would think so, right?
Right.
Like,
Yeah. Because those are the long ones.
it was unprecedented, really. It wasn't just a blip. You know, this was like a fundamental shift. And, you know, basic economics, right? Supply and demand. Suddenly, way more planes than passengers.
Right. Like if you had a whole bunch of cars,
Yeah.
but no drivers,
Exactly.
you'd have a problem.
Exactly.
And then the recovery,
Yeah.
not a straight line back up either.
Right.
So domestic travel, the kind that you and I do probably,
Yeah.
bounced back quicker.
Yeah.
But those wide bodies
Yeah.
still struggling to reach pre-pandemic levels as of June 2023,
Wow.
which is when this article was written.
Okay.
And they compared specific planes like the A320neo,
Okay.
the 737-800, the A350-900,
Right.
even the A380, which is the huge one.
Yeah.
And the differences were stark.
Wow.
So now we're getting into the weeds a little bit. Okay, it's not just planes in general,
Right.
it's the types of planes.
Right.
So what are the factors
Yeah.
that made some planes hold their value better than others?
Right. Yeah. You're right to hone in on the types of planes. It's like comparing like sporty little car to an SUV. Like they both have their purpose, but their value really depends on what people are looking for right now. So the article breaks it down into three categories: top performers, middle performers, and then low performers.
So like a popularity contest for planes,
Yeah.
but with real money on the line.
Yeah, exactly.
So what separates the winners from the losers in this market?
So a few key things: how thirsty they are for fuel, how advanced their technology is, and even the rise of those long-haul single-aisle jets.
Wait, long haul on a single aisle, I'm picturing like
They're out there.
really. I mean, it's like squeezing a whole orchestra into a minivan.
Yeah, it's a tight fit, that's for sure. But you're right to focus on those key factors. So those top performers, we're talking about the most fuel efficient, the most technologically advanced planes. So think the Airbus A220, the A320neo family.
So the newer Airbuses are doing well.
They are doing well. And then on the Boeing side, you got the 787 Dreamliner. These planes are marvels of engineering. They're designed to sip fuel, keep operating costs low.
So it's all about fuel efficiency.
Yeah, and that's a big deal, especially when fuel prices are so up in the air right now.
Makes sense.
Airlines want to save money wherever they can.
Yeah, of course.
And let's not forget about Embraer's E2 series. They might be smaller, but they're holding their own when it comes to efficiency.
So all those top performers, their values bounced back quickly.
Not just bounce back. In some cases, they're even more valuable now than they were pre-pandemic. They're the hot ticket item.
So what about those middle performers?
Still flying, but maybe not the life of the party anymore.
A good way to put it.
Okay.
So these are those workhorse planes
Yeah.
that you see all the time.
Right.
Airbus A320ceo, the A330ceo,
Okay.
and then Boeing 737NG series,
Okay.
even the 777s,
Yeah.
still flying, still reliable, but they're facing stiff competition from these newer, more fuel efficient models.
So they're holding their own, but the clock might be ticking a little louder for them.
Precisely.
Okay.
They're still valuable,
Yeah.
but their values aren't like skyrocketing like those top performers.
Right.
It'll be interesting to see how things play out for those middle performers in the coming years.
And then there are the low performers, the ones that really felt the pinch.
The ones that really felt the pinch. Tell me it isn't so.
I'm afraid it is.
Oh no.
And this is where we really see those long-haul travel slumps hitting the hardest. We're talking about the behemoths. The four-engine giants.
Oh.
Like the Airbus A380.
The double-decker one.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to fly on one of those.
They're impressive.
Yeah.
But they're becoming fewer and further between.
I bet.
And it's easy to see why.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you got those aging Boeing 747s.
Yeah.
Those are feeling the pressure as well.
So those quad jets, they're like the gas guzzlers of the sky.
Yeah, pretty much.
And with fuel prices being what they are.
It's a tough sell
Yeah.
for airlines.
Right.
They're not as flexible for airlines to route.
Yeah.
And with long-haul travel still kind of iffy,
Yeah.
it's a tough market.
Tough market for those big guys.
It is.
Yeah.
And the article really highlighted how their values plummeted.
Right.
And it's not hard to understand why
Yeah.
a pandemic just accelerated trends that were already in motion.
Right. So what does this all mean for someone who isn't an aviation expert,
Yeah.
who maybe isn't planning to buy a fleet of planes anytime soon?
Right.
So you're not planning to buy a jumbo jet anytime soon, right? But there are bigger takeaways here, even if you're not an aviation geek like me.
Yeah.
What are the broader implications?
It's really fascinating how these global events like the pandemic can have such a big impact on these niche markets, right? Think of
Exactly.
it like the butterfly effect, but with economics.
Exactly.
And you see how quickly things change in aviation technology, right? What was top of the line just a decade ago, those big four-engine planes are now becoming a bit of a liability.
It's a reminder that things are constantly evolving.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that brings us to the most important takeaway. Adaptability is key.
Oh.
Whether you're in aviation or any other field, understanding market trends is crucial. This article really underscores that.
This all reminds me of that old saying about the only constant being change.
And that's something to keep in mind no matter what you do. Whether you're investing in a stock portfolio or deciding what skills to develop for your career, being able to anticipate and adapt to change is vital.
That's a great point. So the article did mention supply chain issues delaying new plane deliveries. I wonder if that could actually be good news for older planes in the short term. Airlines might have to keep them flying longer, right?
That's a really interesting thought. It's like the old saying, one man's trash is another man's treasure. It could definitely create some unexpected opportunities in the short term.
That's the thing about deep dives. You always end up with more questions than answers. Thanks for joining us, and until next time, keep exploring those fascinating corners of the world, no matter how unexpected they might seem.